This is Will's Band of the Week for October 13th, 2010. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and yes, just me again this week. And before we get to our special edition of the podcast, I'll let everybody know that you can contact us by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com. You can post a comment on the Facebook page, which is called the Will's Band of the Week podcast. You can also post a comment at the webpage, which is willsband.net. And of course, you can subscribe and also make comments on iTunes in the iTunes Music Store. And even though it's a music store, the podcast is free, of course. And you all probably knew that already. But it's worth a reminder, I think. Okay, so last week, Chris and I were talking about a band that has piano as a major instrument in the band. And that was Jukebox the Ghost. And after talking about that band and thinking about this, I realized that I have some pretty good music in my collection that is piano-based music. And in fact, a couple of years ago, I started to make a list of some of my favorite piano songs. So I thought I'd do a little podcast on that. I'm going to play a bunch of songs that would be categorized generally, I think, as popular music, and which have piano as, I guess, almost all these, piano as the featured instrument. And some of them are probably not, wouldn't be considered on the cutting edge or anything, but it's just music that I've liked a lot over the years. And when I was thinking about how should I organize these songs, I decided, why don't I just go in chronological order? So I'm going to start by going back to 1973 and one of my favorite songs by Tom Waits. This is called Martha.
Operator, number please. It's been so many years. She remembered my old voice while I fight the tears. Hello, hello, there is this Martha, this is old Tom Frost, and I am calling long distance. Don't worry about the cost, 'cause it's been 40 years or more now. Martha, please recall, meet me out for coffee, where we'll talk about it all. And those were days of roses, poetry and prose. And Martha, all I had was you, and all you had was me. There was no tomorrows, we packed away our sorrows, and we saved them for
That's Tom Waits from the Closing Time album from 1973. And I didn't discover this until about 2006, I think, when my brother-in-law introduced me to it. But man, I love that. My wife can't stand it. I think she thinks it's too sappy or something, but boy, I just love it. So now, here's a song that I knew really well at the time it was popular. And this was a really popular song when I was growing up, right in that classic radio wheelhouse of the 70s. And of course, the biggest artist in the 70s, as far as piano was concerned, was probably Elton John. And this is probably, well, out of all the hits, he's had so many, but this is one that I keep going back to. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Too young to be
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, an Elton John classic. Okay, now I'm going to step up about 11 years. I'm not sure. I didn't really do this by design, so I'm not sure how all these pockets of time developed, but the next song I had on my list is from 1986. Some of you may be familiar with the record label 4AD, and back in my college days, this was like the cutting edge. You know, if you listen to 4AD stuff, it was kind of the moody, gloomy stuff, and I liked a lot of it. And they had a sort of a project that they did a couple albums that featured a whole bunch of different artists on their label, and they called it This Mortal Coil. And if I'm remembering right, there were just two albums. There was a single one and a double one. I'm not exactly sure of that, but that's how I remember it. And this was the second one, called Filigree and Shadow. And this is a song that kind of has a guitar and a piano going, and to pretty cool effect, I think. It's called Morning Glory. This Mortal Coil from 1986. Okay, now I've got one, and you know, you hate to overuse the word classic, but this one's just a classic. If I, you know, when I'm 80 years old or whatever, And we like to do these lists of, you know, best songs of the year, albums of the year, albums of the decade, all this stuff. And so I think when I'm 80 and I go back and I say, okay, what were the best songs that I ever heard in my life? This one has to be at least like in the top 25 or something. It's just an absolute classic. And it's from 1987, and it's by the Pogues with some assistance from Kirsty MacColl. And it's called Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk folk were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York. Now we're going to jump up to 1993 and one of my favorites from that year, which is pretty much a piano ballad by a more of a dance band called Saint Etienne, but this was more of a ballad that they did from the So Tough album, which is one of my favorites. And this one's called Hobart Paving.
Do you think a girl should go to bed with a fella if he doesn't love her?
No. Unless it's me.
I heard she drove the silver response car along the empty streets last night, hanging around with headers like mine. No, I haven't seen the kids for some time. Picked up her shoes from like a
Saint-Étienne, and that's Hobart Paving. We're about a third of the way through my list of my favorite piano songs, and we're going to take another jump up to 2002. And this is a singer-songwriter guy from Canada named Ron Sexsmith. Another guy my wife just doesn't like. I think she, again, it's kind of like the Tom Waits song I played earlier. I think she thinks this is kind of on the sappy side, which it sort of is, but I really like it, despite the fact that he sounds like Kermit the Frog a little bit, and he's got his quirkiness. But this is a cool song, I think. It's called Gold in Them Hills.
I know it doesn't seem that way, but maybe it's the perfect day. Even though the bills are piling, maybe Lady Luck ain't smiling. But if we'd only open our eyes, we'd see the blessings in disguise. That all the rain clouds are fountains, though our troubles seem like mountains. There's gold in them hills, there's gold in them hills. So don't lose heart, chance to start.
That's Ron Sexsmith from the Cobblestone Runway album from 2002, Gold in Them Hills. Okay, now I'm going to go to an alternate version of a song. So here's an example of a song that was done in full band version, but then in, I think, multiple places it was released as the piano-only version. In fact, I think they played the piano-only version live also in some of their shows. And I'm referring to the Flaming Lips and the title track from Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. And I'm pretty sure that album came out in 2002. The version I've got is from 2004, the piano version. And so here it is.
A black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshimi, they don't believe me, but you wouldn't let those robots eat me.
That's a song that I think works pretty well in stripped down version. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Okay, now we're going to move up to 2005. And this was the opening track on what was essentially a power pop album, really good power pop album. But they decided to open the album with a piano ballad. And I thought it was really effective and really well done. Kind of made me think maybe they should have done more of this kind of thing. And I'm talking about a band called Figurines from Denmark, and their album in 2005 called Skeleton, and this is the opening track called Race You. Figurines, the song is called Race You. Okay, now, this one was kind of a hit, and this is one of these piano ballads that it's probably on the sappy side, but especially if you saw the movie, this was featured in a movie, and it was pretty effective, I thought, in the movie, and this is The Swell Season, which consists of Glenn Hansard and Markita Irglova, and it's called Falling Slowly. I wonder when I listened to that, how I would perceive it differently if I hadn't seen the movie. And I think some of these piano-based songs can be good movie theme kind of music. They probably make a bigger impact if they're associated with something. Just a thought. So that was The Swell Season, Falling Slowly. Now I'm going to give an example of something a little darker. So it's not quite in the mold of all this other stuff except the piano, of course, is what it has in common. And this is PJ Harvey. And she put out an album in 2007 called White Chalk. And it had a lot of piano on it. And it was really kind of gloomy, but kind of cool. Just because, well, I just thought it was good. She's got a real ability to sound dark. And in fact, the song is called Dear Darkness. PJ Harvey from the White Chalk album from 2007, Dear Darkness. Okay, now I've got one that I'm going to bet that nobody listening to this podcast has ever heard before. If you have, I'll be really impressed. So send us an email or post a comment if you've actually heard of this. This is sort of a poignant song about unemployment, and it's by a band called Windmill, which came out with an album in 2007 called Puddle City Racing Lights, and the song is called Fashion House.
Send the forms, factories will blow apart, and you're ignored. The fashion house said you were just too small. How you gonna pay the bills? And how you gonna pay the bills? How you gonna pay the bills? Send the forms, and factories will blow.
It's Windmill. The song's called Fashion House. Okay, now I'm going to play a piano instrumental. And I don't want to poison anybody by disclosing who it is, so I'm just going to play it first. Then we'll have comments later. Okay, I want you to reach an opinion on whether you liked that or not. So, I'll give you a couple seconds. Okay, that was Coldplay. They had an EP. I think it's, it's from 2008. So, I think it came out a few months after the most recent album. And it was called the Prospects March EP. And that's a track called Postcards from Far Away. I thought it was a pretty cool piano ballad. I only have one more. There just happened to be just one more on my list, so this is it. Just another example of just a really solid track featuring piano. And this is by a band called Ockerville River. I think they're from Austin, Texas, if I recall correctly. And it's from their album called The Stand-Ins from 2008. And the track is called On Tour with Zykos.
He gets close, but I choke. Take your shit, take your clothes, and get out of my home. Well, I want you to love me, or I want you long gone. You say your real name is John. Hey, thanks, John. Go sing songs, go rock on. Roll your crew on down the road to the next sold out show. Think you can get up above me? Well, I want you to know that you're a figure of fun to everyone neath the lone star neon blue broken sign. But they wish they were you, like I wish you were mine. What a dumb thing to do. How come I shout goodbye when God knows I just want to make this white lie big enough to climb inside with you?
Ackerville River, from the Stand-Ins album, and the song's called On Tour with Zykos. So there you go, that's my list. I didn't go back and try to update this or anything, so you know, I'm sure there are a lot more that I could have added, and a real lot more that other people would have added, but this just happened to be my list. So there you go, some good piano songs. If you like them, don't like them, want to comment one way or the other, let us know. Go to the Facebook page, the webpage, or the email willsband@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.